The Netball Show with Flyhawk. Raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Tandy, welcome to the Netball Show with Flyhawk. On this podcast, we're going to hear from Leah Middleton. I caught up with her a few years ago for the Surrey Storm podcast, and she started by telling me about how she first got involved with netball.
I picked up netball in Australia when I was 15, so quite late really. But the reason I actually picked it up is because I wanted to play football with my dad, but he thought that I was probably a little bit too lanky and not so much coordinated for me to play that sport. So yeah, my mum took me down the netball court. I definitely wasn't the best, but I gave it a good go, and then yeah, ended up here.
It's no denying the fact though that Australia are the world's best. Tell me a bit about your journey in representing under-17s, under-19s.
Yeah, I think I was really lucky having only started at 15. I think I got picked up quite late, but yeah, I was able to make Queensland State team at 17 years old, and actually lucky enough to then make the 17 Australian representative squad that year. So I got to travel to the AIS and stuff like that. I think I was probably really lucky because we had some great coaches in Queensland that time, and you know, there was a lot of opportunity given for good coaching sessions, and I was just, yeah, I loved it. So basically did it all the time.
Will followers of the game over here recognise any of the names you were with?
Yeah, one of my really close friends and one of my teammates was Cara Conan. Played with Mahalia Cassidy, obviously, at the Firebirds. Halita Hakanima, I mean, that was a few of the girls in my age group.
2018 as well, that was a good year for you because you got the Fusion Player of the Year for work at Firebirds.
Yeah, I think that year was a really, really great year. For many years, I probably had just stuck to my laurels at goalkeeper, where that year I really trained hard and got myself fit enough to play goal defence for probably the first time at a competitive level. And yeah, I loved it. So it was really great, and it was great to have the opportunity to go out there and play well, and was really honoured to get the award at the end of the year.
Did you get anything nice for that, like a Woolies gift voucher? And I can say that because we don't have them over here now.
No, I actually didn't, no. I got a nice crystal award, so I guess it's good for the memories. I can keep it forever. But
oh, nice.
Yeah, no gift card.
Firebirds in themselves, an incredible force in the game as part of the league as well. What was it like just being part of that whole setup and being a training partner for them?
Yeah, it really was an incredible experience, I think, especially for me being a defender, just having the opportunity week in, week out to train against people like Gretel and Romelda is just, you know, probably any young netballer's dream. But yeah, I learned a lot, and even the coaching side of it, Rose, she offers some great feedback. So yeah, I really, really enjoyed it. I think it set me up really well for me to come here and have a solid season over here. Yeah, I was super happy. I guess I left on really, really good terms with Firebirds.
I really enjoyed speaking to Gret. So what's she like as a teammate and just a person as a whole? And
I remember my very first trip with Firebirds in 2019, one of their preseason tournaments. I was actually in her room, as her roommate.
Oh.
Yeah, so yeah, I know, it's crazy. Your first trip away, and you get partnered with Gretel, and a few other girls were in our little apartment as well. But I remember I wasn't feeling too well, and she sorted me out with green juice and, you know, medicine. So yeah, she's really loving, and she looks after you.
A few of the Australian girls have come over. What is that appeal like to you as a player?
Yeah, I think, you know, the league is without a doubt getting stronger every year, and I think the competition back home is obviously really fierce, but, you know, England's really competing with that. So I just think, yeah, there is a strong appeal to come over and be in that environment and try and compete at a higher level.
Do you reckon things like Com Games and how we did in World Cup helped?
Oh, definitely. You know, England's outcome at Com Games was just incredible. I remember watching that game at work, actually, and I was cheering on the Roses. Maybe I should keep that a secret too. But yeah, I think, you know, it's definitely put them on the map. And yeah, the league is hopefully just going to continue to grow from that.
Did you know much about Storm then before the contact was made?
I'd been friends with Siggy Berger before I came here, so I had heard and seen a bit about Storm, but yeah, when I researched into it, obviously found out a little bit more. But yeah,
what was that selection process like as a whole? How did it evolve, kind of thing?
Yeah, I think, to be honest, I was actually quite lucky. The video analysis guys back at Netball Queensland helped me a lot. You know, they cut through hours and hours of footage of netball games and gave me a really great video to kind of put forward to Storm. I remember my first contact with Mickey, I was really nervous, but she replied back, and luckily for me, it kind of all just fell into place. At the time, they were looking for a defender, so yeah, it worked out well in the end.
More information online, cardiffdragons.com, where you can also get your hands on some really fantastic new merch.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport, and we're on the podcasts rail.